Weiter in Shas. We are in Bavad Basar, Daf, Samech, Ches. Bring it up in the middle of the page about a Mishnah. Continuing on with our, if you sell a house, if you sell a field, if you sell, etc., what goes along with the sale? Now we're talking about selling a city. Hamocha Seir, someone goes and sells a city. Machabatam Borisichem Aris, what goes along with it? The houses, the pits, the ditches, and all the vaults. Merchatzos, Vishovchos, Beis Abadim, Beis Ashlachin, right? The Merchatzos, the bathhouses, the Shochos are dovecotes. Beis Abadim, the olive presses. Beis Ashlachin, we have to remember what that is, because that's going to come up in the Gemara, what exactly that means. We'll see what that is. Avalos Metaltan, but Metaltan do not come along with it. It says the Rashbam Mani Tashmishte Kigon Tanor V'Kirayim, right? Different Kelim, like these two different ovens, V'Chalanach Metaltan, all the ones you mentioned earlier, the Amran Behu, Lomach V'Koshkin Chit V'Sari, certainly not Chitim. Wheat and barley, that doesn't go along with the field. But let's say at the time they're selling it, the guy says, it and everything that's inside of it, then even if there are animals or avadim, slaves, all of this is going to be sold. All of this goes along with the sale. Says Rosh Bamba Gemara first, Maya Filu, Mimach Chamurin, Yosef Mishar Metaltan. Why is this more chamor than any metaltalin limkor b'chal ir? And beim avadim ein nikroin mani tashmishde me'achushem mechurin koshkin chitisari v'kesav azav tav metaltali delo naidi k'demucha b'gamara. So we have these things over here that we just talked about. That is animals and slaves, which we know that are, they move themselves. They walk around, they go, right? So then, so if those are sold, then certainly wheat and barley and kesef and zav, silver and gold, which are metatl in the dome, are going to be sold along with it. But that we're going to see all this in the Gemara. Harikul mecharnal is just sold. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Omer, hamocher sa'ir, someone sells the city, mocher es santer, he sells also the santer, and that, we just got to figure out what that is. That says Rishbam, the Gemara first, the Gemara is going to explain what that's talking about. Now, what we learn from this Mishnah is Avda, Kimataltali Dami. Servants of Adam are considered like metaltal, like movable objects. Diakimakarka Dami, because you want to say they're like Karka, then it's Abinabi of Masa. They should have been sold along with the town itself. Right? When it says Hamocher Sa'ir, it's sold to every, you know, all these different things that it said that are included in the sale of here, but it says not metaltalin. But then it goes and says, but if he says, he of Chomas Besocha, then it goes, even Behemian, even Avadim, sounds like clearly that Avadim are not considered Karka, but rather they're considered Metaltalin. Pretty straightforward. And this happens to be a machlokes, a discussion about what are they like. So the Gemara says, Ve'elamai. So now you want to say what? Avda ki Metaltali dami. You want to tell me that they're considered like Metaltalin. Then my afilu, why does it use the lashon of afilu that even slaves and animals, right? Why aren't they different than any other metaltalin? Ela my islachal meimar, what do you want to say? The shiny being metaltal denaidi, the denied metaltal delonai. Do you want to say, oh no, he said afilu because there's a difference in metaltalin that can get up and move versus ones that can't get up and move on their own. And therefore, that's why he said it. If that's the truth, if that's the case, afilu tema avda kimikarkadami, then we could say, no, then even avda is like, it's like karka. And shiny being mikarka denied, and there's a difference in land that moves and one that doesn't move. And since slaves can move by themselves, they're not automatically going to be part of the sale if they look like these particular things. So we don't actually have a raya from this in Mishnah about anything, but it was a nice try. Says the Gemara, let me say, B'Shem Gamliel Omer, he says, Amocher is the ear, Mocher is the santer. Someone goes and sells a city, he sold the santer, he sold this santer as well, whatever that means. But I would be remiss if I didn't read to you this Rashbam, important Rashbam in the Gemara, when it starts up by saying Shema Mina. We learn from here that we see that Avadim are considered Metaltalin, so, and then we come out that's not a Raya. But the fact that we start up by saying, what are we trying to learn out? So I mentioned already there was a Machlokas. Shema Mina Mesnisa into Ketani Beresha, Lo Machas and Metaltalin, Vekamer Besefa, Valeh Malmar Lo Koma Shabasocha, if you say everything that's inside it, Az Avadim Mechurin, then they're going to be sold. Mechlal de Meikara, Lov Mizdab, means that they weren't sold originally, Agav Masa, through the city, Mishum de Metatlin, because they're considered Metatlin, Bitmiya. Va'anan mibayla. We had this as a question in Perek Misha Mason, Daf Kuf Nun, Ike Metaltele, Ike Mekakai Dami. Which one do they consider like? Klomar. Hami Baile, Im Lefi Lashon B'nei Adam. The way that people normally speak, Kari Metaltele or Mekakai? Do they call it Metaltele or Mekakai? Dimito Raisa, Avada, Vada Mekakai, Kiyem Mekakai Dami. Certainly, Avada are considered like Karka. Liklos Bekesev, Beshtar, Uvchazaka, right? That's a straight up, Kedushin of Chaf Bezim Be, straight up Mishnah. Mishum de iskus hakakot says that the hekzer goes to karka dechsev v'istan chaltem osam. Aval agabi loshem the adam agabi man da amar metatli lepanyu. He says my metatli for artaploni v'bayilonos. And that was brought up as a question. E daito shel adam litin avdo b'loshem zera. This is asking if he's ever through saying that. Oh lo v'lo if she tosam. Give us the answer over there. V'mayo ikilim if she tami not sinjul from a mishnah dahacha lefi das b'ne adam chashiv metatli sharia mocher is here stama daito mekarkoi v'afilo achi. He still didn't sell the Avadim. So that's what the attempt. We tried to answer. We didn't come up with a successful answer, which is why it's still considered a question over there and it's unanswered. Now, Rishon Gamliel says, your Machas is a Santer. Somebody sells a city, he's also sold the Santer. Now, what in the world is this thing called a Santer? Says, my Santer, what is a Santer? We're going to see two opinions. Hacha Tagimu Bar Machvanisa. Hacha mean here in Bavel. We say that, what is it? It's considered a bar machva nisa. It says Rishbam. In Eved, it's a servant, hamemuna lahagid lachvuye tchume asadus. It's the guy who's in charge of knowing all the tchum, all the boundaries of all the fields, shall mizeh, who belongs to what, and what belongs to who? Whoever the sarir, he's, you know, for an ever to the officers of the city. Viv shalir below, so he can't have a city that's going to survive without this guy being around. Because Belosa Evid, without having this particular Evid over here, it throws in the word Evid. For Rabbi Yochanan Aper Santer, who Shomer, he says it's a Shomer ear, Lashon, Nutras Akram, he's guarding the Akram. But anyway, we're going to go with the first verse here. That is the town clerk, the guy who's watching everything. Shimon ben Aftun, he says, no, what does it mean, the word Santer? Something else entirely. He says that it means Bagi. It means Bagi. What's Bagi? He says, Rasbam, Sadush Shavu from Medina. There's the fields that are around the city. Okay, now, Mandam Rabbar Machfaz Nisa, the one who says that, meaning that's what we're showing Gamliel, he says that it's talking about the clerk, you know, the guy who's the Evid, who knows all the boundaries, Kolchke and Bagi. If even the guy who sold along with this stuff, and we know that this guy is a movable guy, then Kolchke and Bagi says, Meshbam, Delonai, he's not moving around. Mandam Rabagi, the one who says that it means the surrounding fields, Rabbar Machfaznisa, Lomazdabin, the clerk guy, he is not sold along with it. Because there's no shaykhis to say that the thing is not movable is going to cause something that's movable to be going along with it. Well, let's try to figure this out from our mission itself, what exactly it means. Tonight we learned the mission of Beis HaBadu and Beis HaShlochin. Remember, we said we're going to talk about that. Now, you remember way back in Bava Kama, we discussed Beis HaShlochin. That's going to come in handy now as well. Beis HaBadu and Beis HaShlochin, we said that if you go and you sell that also, they go along with the town, but Santer is not. The Rosh Hashanah says, Santer is also. Now, Savrua, my Shlachin, what does it mean when he say Shlachin? We thought that means Bagi, that Shlachin means Bagi, that the fields that are around the city. And those are called Shlachin, Dechsev, Vishalech, Mayim, Alpanei, Chutzos. And he would send water to the Chutzos, to the things that are on the outlying areas, in which case, including the concept known as, similar like Bagi. Someone who says that Santer means this clerk, the Evid that kept tabs on all the boundaries. Okay, that's what he's saying differently. Because Amar Tanakama Bagi Mizdabni, he says that the surrounding towns, you know, are the field, you know, are sold. And Bar Machanisa Lo Mizdabin. And it's not sold. Even this clerk is also sold. Elamanda Amar Bagi, according to one who says that Santer means Bagi, means the outer towns, the outer fields of the fields surrounding the town. So what's Rabbi Shimon Gamliel saying? Tanakama Nami Hachakami. This is what Tanakama is also saying. They're saying exactly the same thing. That you could sell the fields surrounding the towns are sold. And Shimon says, also, the towns selling the field. So, mi savart, says Gemara, mi savart, my shlachin bagi. Do you think that shlachin, it meant bagi, means the fields? No, shlachin means something else. My shlachin, ginu yasa. Shlachin is ginu yasa. Says the Rashbab ginu yasa is ganos asmuchim le'ir, shabasocha ir, the shaykh le'ir tfei mi bagi. The ones that are in the city, they're more shaykhi than the ones in the outer. Shoy gan ro'oi le'tayel bo. Right? These are the gardens that they're called that. They're closer to the town than the fields are. People walk along over there. They go on their nice little walks. Therefore, it's considered maybe just like the house also. Shedemar, as the pasuk says, Sholachayich pardes rimonim. Your land are an orchard of pomegranates. Right? So therefore, the way we could say is that the Tanakhama is saying that the shlachin, I mean the gardens that are in the inner part of the town, the digs are sold of a bagi lomas davni, but the outer fields, those ones are not going, the ones that are surrounding the city are not sold. He comes to say, even the outer fields are sold as well. Some say a little differently. They say Savrua first. They thought to say my shlachin. What does shlachin mean? It means ginunayasa, the gardens that are in like the city area, like the, from we learn from the pasuk of shlachim. Bishlam of the mandama, we say okay, it makes sense. Good one. It says bagi that the santer means the fields that are surrounding the city, because then we understand what's happening. That Amar Tanakama ginayasim is daven. Tanakama says that. The gardens, right, they're sold with the town. Bagi, lo mizdabni, but the surrounding fields aren't. He's coming and says, a field bagi, mizdabni. Even the bagi is also sold. Beep, turn the page. According to who says that Santer means this clerk, then what, how do we understand this? Amar Tanakama, ginu yasa. Tanakama says that the gardens are sold and he isn't talking about the outside ones at all. Umahadile Shem Gamliel Bar Machvenisa. And he comes and says, even he says that the clerk is also sold. Right? He should have at least spoken about the outer fields also. You kind of skip that. One goes to the inner fields and he just goes, oh yeah, and the clerk. What about the outer fields? It's not even mentioned altogether, so it's a little strange. What did you think Shachem meant that? Lo, man Shachem Bagi. It means the surrounding the towns, the stuff surrounding the fields. Right, so therefore, aval the Tanakam is saying that the shlach and the surrounding fields are sold with the town. Aval bar bach v'nesa lo mezdamin, but the town, the guy who goes along with it, the town guy is not sold. Remember, he says no, the field bar bach v'nesa santer. Even this guy, the guy is sold along with it. So it goes from surrounding towns and extending to the clerk guy. Okay, we're not done. Let's try to figure this out then. Which one does it mean? Does it mean the fields, or does it mean the town clerk? Tashamai, Yehuda Omer, Santer Eino Machor. The Santer is now, what's sold? It's a braisa. Ankumus Machor. But the Ankumus, he is sold. Says Rashbam, who so fair ha-melech. Lichtov. We say, in Bispar Sadus, Vabatim, Vanoshim, you have the scribe, he is sold. My love, mida ankulmus gavra, from the fact that the ankulmus is a person, santer nami gavra. So when Yehuda says, santer enu macher, ankulmus macher, it makes sense that he's contrasting two different types of people. So isn't it also a person also, which clearly means it's the clerk. It's gemara mida iria. What do you think of a riot from there? You have no way of saying that that's the case. Ula olam, says Rashbam, with the Bach, ula olam, get rid of the word Ella and add a Vav. Ula olam santer hangubagi, really means the fields. Back in the Gemara, ha kedisa, ha kedisa. The scribe is one category, and the santer is another category, meaning the fields. Right? So you don't have a raya. Can you really say that? Can you say that santer means these surrounding fields? If that's true, then Rabbi Yehuda, who said that the santer is not sold, says that these fields are not included in the sale. V'hakatani seifa, we know the end of the brisa says, avalo shireha. If you sell the town, Lo shira, v'lo benosah, v'lo chorshin hamuksin la, v'lo bibrin shel chayav shel ofer shel dagim. This sefer is all Rabbi Huda himself. He says that, you know, it's not going to be sold along with it. He says you don't sell the remnants of the town itself. It's the Gemara is going to explain what that is, but in terms of Istagar Shirav, the Lukam of Farish, and the Noged Binoseha, which are the Kfar Masmuchala, the villages that are next to it. These are all the Burst Bombs. Velochoshan Muksala, and that is these are Ya'arim, Kidasiv Kherish Matsal Bicheskel, Biyarim Takim Bechorsha, which are forests, Hamuksala, Hasmuchala Ir, that are next to the city, Upsuchalan, they're open up into it, the Lukamon Makuna, Labashain, Sukhala Ir, Matarizan, and Muksan Mimenu. It's muksatit, muksam uzumanim, they're set aside for it. Velo birbin shel chayav shel ofer shel dagim, not the enclosures of animals, birds, or fish. And soon we're going to explain that it's really open to the outside. That's why it's not considered part of this area. Ve'amrinu, we say, my shira, what does it mean, this shira? Right, when we said, avalo shira, bizli, we say it's bizli. My bizli, it's not bisli, I know you're all thinking that. Rather, what's my bizli? I'm a piske bagi. Now, Rashbam explains this idea that bizli piske bagi is chatichos, because pieces of land, bika gedola has smuchli, it's next to the town. Elishimu flegasrino, because that's a little bit separate from it. She's hefsik tsunma being time, vishire loshon shiraimu. And it has like this little space between the city and it, and it's open to it. So open away from it. So I'm Rabbi Abba, piske bagi. Oh, so what does that tell you? That tells you that piske bagi hudalom is dabni. It's only the ones that are a little bit separate that are not sold. Habagi atzam is dabni. But the actual bagi, the ones that are surrounding it, are being sold. So you see from Behuda, the Mashmos is that the surroundings of a town are sold with the town. So when he says the santer is not sold, clearly it can't mean that it means a surrounding town. So this is where Epoch. You're right. Just switch the names we were talking about. Rehud Amr Santer Macher. He says Taka Santer is sold. And Ankumus Eno Macher. And the scribe, that's the thing that's not going to be sold. So according to this, now even if Santer means a surrounding field, right, what did he say? He said the Santer is sold, then it could work with the last part of the Braisa. We're saying that the field surrounding a town, the Mishmos, is that it is sold along with it. In fact, the Gemara. Mimat Summer to Rehud Akar Shimon Gamil Sirele. You want to say Rehuda is agreeing with Rabbi Shimon Gamliel? V'har Shimon Gam v'ha Rabban v'har Rabbi Yehuda k'rabbanan tzvirale. Because now, if you're flipping it around, then you're saying this Rabbi Yehuda's shtickel over here is now going along with Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. Says the santer is sold with the city. Now, but how could you say that? We know Rabbi Yehuda holds like the Rabbanan, who is a Tanakama, who argued with Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, the Ketani Seifa, because at the end of the Brayse, Yehuda says avaloshia reha. But he didn't sell the shi'areha, v'lo benoseha, not the suburbs. V'ilo b'shimon gamliel, ha'amr macher se'ir macher benoseha. He says, you sell the town, you sell the benoseha also, the burbs. The time he looked in the b'raisa, ha'mocher se'ir lo macher benoseha. So now, what's going on? His Gehilo is like the Chacham, they can't be agreeing with each other. He holds like him in one area, and he argues with him in another area. He agrees with him with the fact that the santer is sold, but he argues with him saying that the suburbs are not sold. Okay, now, in the Braisa, we mentioned the following idea, and we jump into it now. V'lo bibrim shel chayav shel ofer shel dagim. You don't, when you sell this thing, doesn't come along with it, these enclosures for the animals or birds or for the fish. Ramini, hold on a second. Rav Braisa says not like that. Ha'ilo banos, if the towns that are being sold come along with it, they have banos. Again, we said, which are kfar masmuchim la, the suburbs. Ha'ilo banos einim karmima, they're not so long with it. Ha'ilo chelek echad b'yam. But if the town had one part of it in the sea, which we reach, chelek echad b'yam, clearly talking about an island, and it's separated from the main part. Chelek echad b'yam, some one part of it is on the abasha, on the land, bibrim shel chayav shel ofer shel dagim, or it had, this is the ikir, this enclosed off areas of animals, birds, or fish, they are so long with it. So what are you going to say now? Oh, And for the Gemara, like we already discussed, lo kasha ha denagiach kayu legav, the one that says that the stuff are closed along with it, are sold along with it, is when they open into towards the town itself. Then in the chinami says Rashbam psichasan letzad eir nimkar mima avlach kamaisa b'denagiach kayim lebar. It's going the outside. V'ha denagiach kayim lebar. The one that says that. It's not sold, it's going that way. I thought the Gemara of Hokatani Velois Chorshin Amuktsinla, that he didn't sell the forest that is set aside for the town. And these forests obviously were opening into the town, but they're not sold along with the town. What's going on? And for the Gemara, Ema say Hamuktsin Hemenu. He didn't sell the forests that are set aside from the town. What does that mean? From the town, it means that they open the other way. It says Rishbam im amuksin himena upsuchin lachutz. They open to the outside. Okay, zok the next heiliger heiliger mishnah. At least we're going to start it. Here we go. Hamoches asad. Someone goes and sells a field. Moches avadim shabehen latarka. He sold the stones that are for the field. If they're being used for the stones, it says the Gemara. Says Rishbam be Gemara mefarish. Gemara is going to explain. V'alfa gav the tashmisha nemetaltalin hein. Kevan de kevil lahai tashmish vein mazizin osa mehai sada la olam kemachuber chashev lehu. Right, so even though these stones are the tashmishin ametaltlin, right, they are considered they're not attached to the ground itself, but since they're used only for this purpose and they're never removed from the field, therefore they're considered like the mechuber. Therefore, goes along with it. So someone goes to sell the field of Machir Safanam Shabim Latarka, Ves Akarim Shabakarim Shayim Latarka, and the reeds in the vineyard that are used for the vineyard. It says the Rashbam again, Gemara. First, the Gemara will explain. Ves HaTavua and the grain, Shimichubes HaKarka, Zumchubes HaKarka, Ves Chitas Akarim Shipschusa Mibesrova. And Chitas Karim is like a lot of different reeds that are all together. Rashbam says, kind of higher begedelim, bekelechacha, they grow on like one patch. And that is considered its own independent shekel. Therefore, it's not a part of sale of the field. So, Veschisa Karim, Shipchusa, Mibes Rova, that will be included in it. Right? That goes along with it. But if it's more than not, it's only has to be less than a base rova, less than a quarter kaf. This ha shomera tena suya betit, and the shomera is a type of house. As there's bam sukas notzrim, and we got ourselves a jimmel on the scene. Got a jimmel on the scene. Where you at, jimmel? Dekarta. Okay, so this is a watchman's hut. It doesn't have clay on it. There's a charev shenem workav, and the charev is carob. We all know that bucks are. And the carob tree, shenem workav, which is not workav grafted. Rashbam says, dainu bibachruso, well, it's still a little sapling. Avakisha maskin, when it becomes older, it's olam mizgaber, markivinoso, v'yesh lo shem, v'fnas is his own shem, v'lo batel lagab. He says, not batel to the field. Avakosha lonis b'chasa, the rest I'm going to consider part of it. Back in it, v'yas besulis ha-shikma, and the shikma is a sycamore tree. What's that? Besulis ha-shikma? Be'bachrusa, kodem she'nechtechu ha-nefeh, till before you started pruning it and cutting the branches. Avakisha maskim, when it gets older, v'godol harbin, it grows a lot, kotsin ha-anafim, v'bayim ha-cherim, b'mukomam, and both has come in its place. Venikru Sdana Shikma. It's called Sdana Shikma. Aval Lo Machar Lo Asavarim Shayna Matarka. But he doesn't sell him the stones that are not for the use of the field. Otherwise, it becomes now, those are Metatalin. Velos Akarim Shabakarim Shayna Matarka. Not the reason of the vineyard, not for use of it. Velos Tzvushi Tlusha Menakarka. Not the produce that is Tullish, that's separate from the ground. But if he says, it and everything that's inside of it, and then all of these things are going to be sold to him. Whether he says a lot of it's in it or not, he doesn't sell this reeds, this whole bunching of groupings of reeds that cover an area that's a quarter of a kav. Then it's chashev b'fnei atzmo. Right, says Rashbam, Shakol Eil Chashuv Masada, Befe Atzman, Fehu Kamo Shamocha Lechaver, Shay Sada, it's like two different fields. Fehu Sada Cheres, Besoch Hashtime, there's two one inside of the two. V'yamamar lo shtei asados chamash shebesochan ani mocher lecha de'ein sada shlishi shebeineim mocher. The third one's not sold amongst it. Afkan, this too, sada achas mocher lo v'lo shtei asados v'chitzas karim v'char v'murka v'stana shikmar chashum v'sada v'asma z'alka v'afil by themselves. So let's try it again. Be'kach be'kach lo mocher lo shchitzas karim shebeisbava v'lo sashomer shei asuyu b'tit, not the watchman's hut that's done with clay, v'lo sachar v'murkav, not the grafted character it's chashum by itself, v'lo sadan hashikma, and not with this shikma, the sycamore tree that was already cut. Once it was cut, then it becomes chashuv on its own, right? And with that, my friends, we hold on, are going to turn the page. Beep, turn the page. It's just one piece of the ground. At least my avonim shil tzarka. What does it mean when it says avonim shil tzarka are considered like, even though they're movable, they're considered like the part of the land, the part of the sail? What does that mean? Here, meaning here in Bavel, we explain it to mean stones that are used to weigh down the grains that are in the field. Says Rashbam, La'achas shekatzu ha'omrim, when they would send the cut down the omrim, the bundles, the sheaves, menichem v'sol liyapsa, leave them to dry, menichem aleihem avanim, put stones on them, k'deshel yifazim haruach. So the wind doesn't scatter, they hold them down. Ula'ala amar, he says, avanim hasduos, the God there, they're used in order to go out to make a fence, says Rashbam, besoch asada lasos gadol asada, to make a fence for it. So they're piled up. Now, fact, the Gemara, I have a ton of chia avanim tziburus lagad there, stones that are piled up for a fence. Says Rashbam, va'afagav the inum tziburus chashav lu tashmish kavua desada limkar yimo. According to this bryce, if you have these stones that are like set aside in order to be, they're like heaped up in a pile in order to be, you know, used for a fence, it's going to be sold along with it. But according to this bryce, we say no, they have to be actually set up. You know, one on top of the other to be sold. How can you do with that? Says Gemara, Tani, no, just say the price. I mean sturos. That only if it's like set up and it's like actually arranged properly, then it's going to be part of the sale. Ha tagim avdei dachba. Here above they explained, Mishnah's talking about stones they use to keep down the grain that doesn't fly away. Rabbi Meir demisaknan. According to Rabbi Meir, this is as long as they were like set aside for this type of thing. Says Rashbam, Rabbi Meir da'amar perka mocher sasfina daf ayin chesma beis a mocher kerem mocher tashmishi kerem. He says you sold the field, you also tashmishi kerem. V'shamina da'asal liyafluga the rabbanon is coming to argue with them. Lamemer dafilos and tashmishan she'ein and imkaren the rabbanon and bekerem even according to the rabbanon things that aren't so long with the field. The look feel kokach that's so kavua kokach that's set with the field itself. Rabbi Meir according to Rabbi Meir bechur and they are sold along with it. V'helkach bechot tashmishi kerem besada v'shaseinu bein lefrushe hechi. Dummy, the Remeir Macher, Rabbanim Macher. How is it going to be Remeir? It's Macher and Rabbanim, it's not Macher. Vehilkach, the Remeir, Hani Avni, the Achba, Machurin, Hain, Rechlal Sada, Kevin, the Musukanis, and Musbanis, the Tzarcha Umrim, because they already set aside to be used for that. Alpha Gav, the Lo Machtan, this is even though, says the Gemara, even though they weren't yet placed there. Says Rashbam, Shein Munachas, Besocha Sada, Elochus, the outside of it, the Lahachi, Hani, Mai, the Amr, Remeir, Macher, Kotash Misha Kerem, Litfu is coming to include Mimichir Sada. Afilu hanu tashmishin she'en munach besoch, even things are not in it. Holo tzarech ha'sadin is going to, because it's for the tzarech of the field. V'had damrinan la'el, what we mean earlier in the v'samachim beis, afilu terim v'meir ha'sam kaviyah, etc. Hani avnei da'achba, the miskinei kari kaviyah, they're called their kari kavua. Afal pi, they don't go to other fields and you don't usually lend them out. So, if it's set aside, even if they're not in the field, it's only if they're actually in the field. That's the machlok between those two. And if we follow the way the Ula understands, Zamar Avonim Mysterious Lagad there, who said the Mishnah is talking about stones that are set up, you know, arranged, you know, to be used for the fence, the Remeir de Mitakta and Afagav de Lo Sidran, then according to Remeir, the stones are sold at the field that as long as they are prepared for this, even if they're not yet arranged in the pile, or Abonu de Sidran, that's what I'm talking about if you are already Masadar it in some sort of pile. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to wish all you all a great, great day.